This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The first question. In Australia, the Muslims suffer the same sickness as the Muslims in the Arab world. Oppressive and corrupt leadership, stunting the... before I even go into this question... I don't believe this hype about everything that's wrong with the Muslims is because of corrupt Muslim leaders. That's not correct. Because the leaders themselves are the leaders of weak, divided, and corrupt people. You see, when the people were the best, they had the best leaders. When the people become the worst, they get the worst leaders. And in most cases, when people point at leaders, they're only jealous because they want to be there, and when they get there, they'll do the same thing. We want better leaders. But I say to you, brothers who have this talking, if you become better fathers, you become better neighbors, you become better co-workers, you become better colleagues, you become better people and examples for the Muslims as an individual, change your own behavior and you'll find that your family will change. Your neighborhood will change. Your society will change. Maybe Australia will change, maybe the world will change. But don't jump from you all the way to the Khilaf and the Islamic State. Because the house is not built that way. We don't suspend the chandelier in the sky and then after that build the foundation. So the issue of Islamic State, issue of the rulership, this is an issue. But we don't talk about that issue before we discuss the issue of behavior. It is the behavior of Muslims themselves that have brought us to this condition. The behavior of you and me. You see, you know this behavior because in the morning for Fajr, how many people do you think will be here? Are there 100 people here praying Fajr? Are there 50? Alhamdulillah. And there are 400,000 Muslims in Sydney? So, brothers and sisters, let's be very clear and fair about this. Let's first blame ourselves. Let's do what the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam did when he was swallowed by the big fish. He said what? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. I'm the one that's to blame. So blame ourselves first, as brothers, as fathers, as individual Muslims. Blame ourselves, reform ourselves, then we will reform our communities and our families, then maybe we'll reform our neighborhoods, maybe we'll reform our societies, and then maybe we will be able to reform the world.